Hey, we're here with Three Ways to Win.
Okay, Three Ways to Win.
Answer the bell. That means that they gotta stop ignoring the pizza man when he comes to the door. It costs a lot of money.
Dance with who brought you. Obviously, your mom. Make sure you treat your old lady right. By which I mean your mom.
And a shout out to Mrs. Campbell there.
Yeah, big shout out to Mrs. Campbell.
What? String some hits together. That means everyone's got to work on their Christmas tree popcorn strings.
Yeah.
And I call kernels of popcorn hits. Because they're like popcorn. Drugs.
Yeah, they're so addictive, they're so tasty, I can't get enough of them.
Me in a movie theater?
Oh, man. Let's do a quick flashback to Buck Martinez strung out on hits of popcorn.
Oh, hey, Buck, what are you doing?
Look at my hands.
Yeah, they look normal.
But I want to move really fast. I've had this whole bucket of popcorn.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's been spiked.
Yeah, these are dill pickle flavored popcorns from that popcorn store you love, Kernels.
Oh, I know. I just can't get around. This is a very crippling addiction for me.
Really? Well, what has it prevented you from doing in your life that you wouldn't be able to do?
I can't sing anymore.
Oh, yeah, you were going to appear on the Singing with the Stars.
Yeah, let's do a flashback to my audition for Singing with the Stars.
Okay, so next up we have Mr. Martinez, and you will be singing Rockabye?
That's right. It's a song from my childhood that I've taken with me throughout the years.
Oh. Oh my God. He's surrounded by empty popcorn buckets. This is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out. I can still scat.
All right, so I have on our score sheet, scatting 10, singing 0.
Now, scuba dabba doobly dabba dee da do that do. First prize.
Duos.
This Three Ways to Win has been brought to you by Burger King.
Burger King! It's like McDonald's, but not.
Burger King, it'll make you poop.
Burger King! I saw one the other day on College Street.
Burger King. That was a shawarma stand.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Three Ways to Win. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Rain Delay Edition.
The Rain Delay Edition. I am Paul Frank.
My name is Dave Barkley.
And it's raining in Baltimore, but beautiful here in Toronto, which begs the question, why didn't they just play the game here?
Yeah, you dummies. Oh, I think they're showing us a different game.
Are they gonna?
Looks like Cleveland, New York.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are on the Yes Network. So we got the Yankees on the. They got the first base, the second base. Here comes a superstar.
Hey, who is it? Chris Stewart, everybody.
I love that guy.
Okay.
Hey, what do you face?
Hey, Ubaldo Jimenez is pitching. What do we think about that guy?
I think
he's gay.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah. Hey, Ubaldo, maybe if you weren't sucking so many dicks, you'd be pitching better.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you could get out Chris Stewart, though. Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, but he's bunting. He's pretty much giving it to you.
Hey. How many at-bats till Derek Jeter?
Oh, shit, I'm counting it on my dicks and fingers.
Oh, yeah. No more than 11.
No more than...
Or 12.
That's the... Yeah.
You got an extra something somewhere. Oh, Derek Jeter right
here. Oh, it turned out to be one. Oh, I could have not used my hands.
Yeah, I just use the dick every time. So Derek Jeter's up.
Every second batter.
Yeah. Derek Jeter takes a ball.
Ichiro is on second.
Hey, you know what, though?
I'd take a ball for Derek Gino.
I'd take two.
I'd take them all.
I'd suck two balls.
Yeah, and a dick.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Hey, what do you think? Hey, what do you, Terry, what do you think about these Indians?
I don't, Dave.
You're listening to Dave and Terry, Yankees talk.
Dave Barclay. what do I think about what sort of,
the
I
forgot. Cleveland Indians.
Oh, well, two words. Gay.
Yeah, that's the first one I was thinking of.
Second one I would choose, obviously, would be gay a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, gay, gay.
You can never say gay enough times.
No, you can't. If there's one thing I've learned, you can't get arrested for hate crimes.
And you learned that.
Yeah.
By getting arrested many times for hate crimes.
That's right. This morning.
Yeah. You got a 3 p.m. coming up.
Oh, yeah.
With the coppers.
The coppers.
With Officer Krupke. Well, this is fun.
Yeah.
I guess we're cheering for the Indians in this game.
Speak for yourself. I like a winner. See, the Yankees are already up 2-0. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's true.
RBI for Derek Jeter.
The Indians won yesterday. The Yankees haven't been doing as good lately, I heard.
That's true. I get a lot of, like, messages saying, are the Yankees in trouble?
Not as much in first.
Although the Rays have been doing really well.
It's true. And, yeah, let's talk about...
Oh, yeah. New Dodgers. Yeah. Bad trade for the Dodgers.
You think so?
Nah, so good.
Yeah, it's pretty much a good trade for both of them.
Like, what do we got here? We got Matt Kemp on that team now.
Yeah, Kemp, Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah. Gonzalez. Etier.
Etier. Magic Johnson.
Yeah. So Loney went to Boston, right?
Yeah, he was the only real major leaguer guy.
Yeah. How does Boston feel about having him?
Probably the same as they did before they got Gonzalez. They were like, oh yeah, first base, that's our shitty position.
Hmm.
I mean, they had like Sean Casey and
yeah,
for a while. What was that guy with the long name? Minkiewicz?
Oh, Minkiewicz.
Yeah.
And Euculus was playing first for a bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's gone. Like, you can't really be like, these guys are the good character guys in our clubhouse, because everyone mm-hmm. is hating on each other and going crazy.
Yeah, and I guess like...
Like, I would fire Bobby Valentine, really.
Yeah, and replace him with...
I think they're just not fired him yet, just so they don't look like dumb idiots.
Yeah, like just...
And they're just going to can him at the end of the season.
Probably.
Because he is not working out.
Yeah, who saw that coming, though?
Yeah. It was like, if this works out, they're geniuses. Oh, it didn't work out. They are not geniuses.
Yeah, but the season last year ended with, like, Boston Red Sox eat chicken and tailspin into out of the playoffs. And then they hire known bad manager Bobby Valentine. Like, what were they thinking?
Yeah, what were they thinking? I guess he's had success in the past.
Yeah, but... No.
He's like Billy Martin. Everyone hates him, and then people hire him because he...
He never won a World Series.
He gets results.
Where did he win a World Series?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Was it Valentine's Mets in 2000? I think so.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the Yankees and Red Sox don't have a monopoly on the league anymore.
No, they don't.
On winning or on being big spenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of gone to the Angels lately. And I guess the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers, since they... the ownership change.
Yeah.
The Rangers, too.
Well, the Dodgers just weren't buying anyone when they didn't have an owner, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, you know what's fun about the trade? Is now Hanley Ramirez and Josh Beckett are on the same team. I remember, like, a few years ago when Hanley Ramirez, they got traded for each other. And people were like, oh, would you rather have Hanley Ramirez MVP candidate or Josh Beckett Cy Young candidate? Who won that trade? And now it turns out...
the Dodgers won that trade.
They're both underachieving dicks that no one likes.
Yeah, they are dicks, eh? In very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But Adrian Gonzalez seems happy.
Yeah, he seems... yeah, he showed up wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
Hit a home run.
Just right away. And then Don Mattingly described it as being like a fairy tale or a storybook or a movie or something.
Yeah, a fairy tale storybook movie.
Yeah. And I thought he needed to like maybe calm down a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't...
it's never a fairy tale when you spend a lot of money and get the expected result.
I think one of the fairy tales was like that. Wasn't Snow White like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dwarves buying that condo together. Is that what you're talking about?
Change the name of this podcast to the Seven Dwarves Podcast.
We just talk about
what's going on with the Seven Dwarves.
I feel like three of the past 5 weeks we've touched on that. But yeah, Doc was in charge and he signed that, the lease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Dopey spilled red wine all over the carpet.
Yeah. And everyone had a meeting to address his alcoholism.
Yeah. This is why you're so dopey, Dopey.
Yeah. It's not a funny thing anymore.
Hmm.
When you spill wine on the carpet.
Yeah. And it turns out, living with Bashful is not all it's cracked up to be.
He's no.
He's a bit of an introvert.
It's
true. He likes his space.
Yeah, don't go in his room.
And that Snow White was always bringing dudes over.
Oh my god. They're like, we already have 8 people living here.
Yeah. You slut.
Plus, we all have a secret crush on you.
Plus, you're a huge slut.
Oh, yeah. But that was true, because Kristen Stewart.
Mm.
Remember?
Don't judge, Dave.
No, I won't. I'm sorry.
It takes two to slut.
Yeah. Not me, though.
No. You keeping it real?
Yeah. I don't want to brag, but I'm not a slut. Turns out.
Hmm. I wish I was like you.
Yeah, are you slutting it up?
No, I'm fucking slutting it all over.
It's... are you wearing those pants?
No.
Slut pants?
Yeah, I'm wearing my slut pants. These very revealing slut pants in the Andre Dawson broadcast booth.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
Oh, I meant to address this right off the top.
Yeah?
Yay or nay on Colby Rasmus's cornrows?
Nay. Absolutely nay.
I didn't see the cornrows at first. I just saw the like little bit poking out the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Christo, oh my god. Colby Rasmus cut himself the world's worst mullet. For no reason. I think it's just another reason he's crazy that I like him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not? Why not cornrows?
Why not? Because he looks retarded.
I know. But really, most of the time he looks kind of dumb.
Yeah, I guess.
So, might as well go for it, you know? Might as well put himself right at the front of the running of the Looking Retarded Awards.
I suppose.
Oh, we can discuss the results of the mystery cliffhanger from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so no one emailed us.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, and the answer was it was Edwin Encarnacion.
I knew it.
I know you knew it. You didn't make that your final guess, though.
Yeah, I didn't think, because I was under the impression that I was wrong.
Why?
Because you were like, no, it's not.
I was just giving you a...
I was like, is it Edward Encarnacion? And you're like, no.
No, I didn't say that. I said, well, yeah, but he got a prank pulled on him, too.
Okay, so why did he get a prank pulled on him?
Red herring.
Red herring.
He wanted to throw people off the scent, so he put fireworks in first like, base.
They would never suspect, because I'm now so afraid of fireworks.
Yeah.
But usually you don't get, like, nailed in the face with a Roman candle if you don't love fireworks to begin with, you know?
That's true. Yeah, like, he knew where to get the fireworks.
How did the photo of nude Andre Dawson, like, what did that have to do with anything?
It was just part of the red herring.
Okay.
Edwin was just like, what's the most confusing thing I can put as a clue to throw people off the scent?
Well, there you go.
There you go. So that's what happened. It was Edwin. And it was, he didn't do it on purpose. Oh, there's Edwin.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Like, he was just trying to be a prankster.
Yeah. But then just everybody got hurt.
Yeah, as a result of his pranks. He wasn't trying to hurt everyone.
That's like an abusive drunk. He's not trying to hurt anyone.
Yeah, but he does.
Yeah. Emotionally?
Yeah. The main clue was that Edwin was the only healthy person in the starting lineup.
Yeah, 0102 was a big clue, too.
Yeah. 1012?
Yeah. 10-12.
Yeah. That was a big clue. That was partly a big clue, because that's how Krista won her signed Edwin ball.
Oh, yes. Because she knew the answer to that question.
Because she knew you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question was, what were Edwin's two numbers with the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
It was 10 and 12.
That's right.
Yeah. And there was a red sea on that pine cone, because he used to be with the Reds.
Yeah, I know that.
And he was drafted by the Rangers, which I didn't know before then.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Man, baseball's like the only sport where, like, they will call it if it's raining a little bit, you know?
Yeah, football, they're like, rain, great.
Great.
That'll make everything muddier.
More fatalities. That way.
Basketball, they're like, we have a roof.
We have a roof. Ow, I slipped.
And if it's raining during the New Year's Day Classic in hockey, they're just like, get the guys
out. We really can't make this up. I don't know if there's going to be a hockey season next year.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh,
that'll be nice. Like going to bars and being able to watch anything else.
No, they're just going to have pictures of, like, men in suits walking through corridors.
Oh man, it'll be great. Be able to watch basketball, football, the baseball playoffs, even.
No, even that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh god, I hope hockey, like, just fucks off at least until the end of the World Series. Yeah. So I remember, like, going into bars and, like, trying to watch the World Series last year. And then they're like, we're throwing the preseason Leafs game, though.
It doesn't count yet, but you can really see the players who they are.
Yeah. Like, fuck, it's the World Series.
Yeah, but, you know, hometown.
Hometown.
Yeah. Ugh. The Leafs are from Toronto.
Yeah.
The World Series participants are not.
No. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this year that's probably going to be also true.
Yeah, the streak continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what does this programming alert say?
Currently in a rain delay. Stay tuned for updates on when the game will begin. Please enjoy bonus coverage of the Yankees at Indians game. Programming alert. MLBJs at... Well, we already read that.
Yeah, this is where we came in.
So it sounds like it's going to be coming up.
Yeah, we just have to stay tuned for updates. Mm-hmm. But we can stop for now, I guess.
Yeah. We'll be right back with a Blue Jays game, probably. Yeah,
not this stupid one. An update on what's happening with the game.
It looks promising.
Yeah? What do you see out there in Baltimore?
I see a lot of water and a lot of Jamie Campbell looking super upset and put out every time they show him on TV.
Greg Zahn has left, I think.
I think he just went home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, he was complaining earlier that he was sleepy.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was like, fuck this.
Fuck this fucking shit.
I don't get paid to stand around and watch the rain.
I think he went to Chipotle.
He's like, burritos for everyone.
So, if the Jays don't come back, what do we call this podcast? The Rain Delay Podcast?
The podcast that wasn't. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be a good title, because all our titles are like... Tour at Tampa.
Yeah.
For Tampa Bay.
You know? They're all in code.
Yeah. And those are good titles, but if this one's just called Rain Delay, it sounds like we started like a progressive rock band, you know?
Yeah, Rain Delay?
Yeah. Rain Delay Sound Machine. I think we just named our band, Dave.
Yeah. We got a real jam band on our hands.
I also want to call a band Jam Band Hands.
Jam Band Hands?
Yeah.
It's like when your hands are covered in jam and they're not legal in this country.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to play the drums.
Yeah, that's hard.
It would be. Nobody likes to be sticky.
No way.
Oh, man.
Here's some previews of the pitchers for a game that probably won't happen.
A hypothetical game in the future. Here's the scouting report for Aggersville. Get a handle on the slider. Means that he's greased up his wiener. And it's a slider. It's hard to grip.
Oh, it just pops right out.
That's right.
Oh, he needs more consistency. Which means he's, it's like a conspiracy, but involving all my sisters. I have 18 sisters!
Win one for the skipper is a reference to Skipper Gore. Right, that's her name? Skipper Gore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chipper's sister Skipper. She's a huge Skipper.
Blue Jay fan. So, she obviously wants to see a Jays win today.
Yeah, it's Al Tipper Skipper... Flipper, Mipper.
Oh, Flipper was my favorite.
Flipper is the greatest of all the Gores.
That's right.
Oh, I miss that political family.
Let's do a flashback to when I worked at 60 Minutes and did an interview with Skipper Gore. I'm here with Skipper Gore on 60 Seconds.
Hi.
And let's get right into it. Skipper Gore.
Hi.
Why are you such a big Blue Jays fan?
I love them.
Oh, yeah? Do you still feel that there's no place in music for profanity and Twisted Sister?
Yes.
Am I thinking of the right Gore, or is that one of your identical quintuplets?
No, you're thinking of me. Skipper.
Skipper Gore, last question. What do you think of Buck Martinez when he makes a strongman pose like this?
Let this answer your question.
We've been talking with Skipper Gore. We leave you with this audio footage of her kissing my wiener. Well, that really takes me back.
Oh, that was some great look back.
Yeah. Man,
I forgot that you had such a career as a serious journalist.
I know, it was like in the 70s and my hair was in cornrows.
Just like Colby Erasmus.
Just like King Colby.
Just like old Colbutt.
This scouting report is brought to you by Rain Delays.
Rain delays! They can really save you if you're late for the game.
Rain Delay. Look for the new album by Rain Delay, Sound Machine, coming out in 2017.
I think Beck put out an album called Rain Delay.
Now let's do a flashback to the time I had all of Beck's Rain Delay songs in my head.
Oh, hey, Buck, what's going on?
One second, what's that? One second. I'm just listening to some music
on, oh,
my,
wow.
On my Sony Walkman.
You're so cultured.
And everything's gonna be alright.
Is that Beck?
That is obviously Beck's new album, Rain Delay.
Hot dog!
Which I just got you, you thought Odelay was.
Yep. Pretty clever.
I was just ready to roll with it. I guess we could just...
No, I knew it wasn't called Rain Delay, literally.
No, I know. I would.
That was the scouting report for...
Hagersville.
Yeah. Or something.
That's right.
I don't know. I said it a while ago, and... Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do another one right away, or have an intermission?
An intermission.
What else do we do?
Well, I actually think some of the phone calls from like the Rain Delay Jays chat are being redirected here.
Oh yeah, Mike Wilner is.
He's just like.
Up.
He's just like, there's too many calls. And I can't answer all of them. So we're going to need Paul and Dave from the Hit Baseball podcast.
You think he pauses a lot?
To answer some of the questions. Yeah, he... Oh, fucking all those sports, like AM radio fucks, just never know what they're about to say.
Well, they do talk a lot.
I know they talk a lot, but man, like... And I'm not really one to talk because I never know. I just like I fill dead air with yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, we
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring the noise.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I just say yeah, just, bring the noise.
That's where I should start because I listen to this when we're editing and I'm like I sure say yeah. Like if you're listening to this at home and you're thinking he really does say yeah a lot, you should hear it unedited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See how I did that?
See, I just... Oh,
I was going to say
even...
yeah, and then I went, mm-hmm. I say yeah a lot, too.
I'm going to make...
It's a big problem.
Yes, it is. I'm going to make a concerted effort to say bring the noise when I would normally say bring the noise.
Which is all the time.
Bring the noise.
Instead of yeah, I'm going to go, uh-huh.
That sounds, all right. And the other thing is, I say a lot.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Bring the noise. Hang 10.
Okay, didn't you do some research on Hang 10?
Oh, yes. I was gonna, literally. And this is before, believe it or not, before plans fell through for a game to happen today. I was going to actually read the Wikipedia definition for Hang 10.
Oh, great.
Which I still will.
Awesome.
Coming up, a definition of Hang 10.
Coming up, Surf Talk with Paul.
Everybody get out your boards. Let me give you a little history lesson. Whoa.
Everybody get on your wetsuits and board shorts. Everybody pop in your John from Cincinnati DVD.
Hang 10. Hanging 10 is a surfing maneuver and is considered one of the most impressive and iconic stunts one can perform with a surfboard. Hanging 10 is when a surfer positions the surfboard in such a way that the back of it is covered by the wave and the wave rider is free to walk to the front of the board and hang all 10 toes over the nose of the board. Usually, this can only be done on a heavy longboard.
Hang 10 can also refer to a skateboard move called Hang 10 Nose Manual, or to a BMX Flatland move. It can also refer to when a basketball player dunks the ball and hangs on to the hoop. And this has been Surf Talk with Paul Frank. Well, what I was saying before was Mike Wilner's a little bit overwhelmed with the call volume up there at the fan, and I think he's...
ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I think he's getting... I think he's...
He's diverting some of those...
He's probably going to want us to call to field some of those calls.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so...
Are you going to be here for this call?
No, I don't want to help Mike Wilner out, on top of which I really just have to poo.
I love Mike Wilner, so I'm willing to help
him. You're going
to
help him? Okay, well, you field these calls. I'll have my usual poo.
Great. And, your 3 o'clock.
Pencil me in for a 3 o'clock.
Pootsil me in.
Pootsil.
That's what a pencil made out of poo is called.
I think our first call is from Bob from Milton.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, our producer Steve Pookin in absentia is just working the call towards us. I think Mike Wilner, he's more of a sarcastic enunciating guy. I don't know if I could do an impression, though.
I might be thinking of Jeff Blair.
They're very different. And out of town, there's nothing, because none of the games are playing. That's my Mike Wilner impression. It's more of a... I like the content of that more than the style. Well, Yankees 4, Cleveland 2. Jays delayed. Maybe that means a doubleheader in the future. That's exciting. Except when we lose both games. One time I saw a doubleheader with the Rangers and we lost both games 5-2. And I almost killed myself. Anyways. Just waiting for a call from Bob from Milton. Oh! Hold on. And just putting you on speakerphone here. Hello, Bob from Milton. You're on the air with Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Hey, what's up, Mike Wilner? It's Bob from Milton.
Actually, it's Dave Barkley fielding your call.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, whatever. I just want to say a couple of things. What's up with, why is there the rain? If it doesn't, I booked today off work, and if it does not stop raining, I am going to have to do something.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What...
Well,
are you at the end of your tether?
All of my lawn sculptures, and one of them will die if it doesn't stop raining in the next 30 minutes.
One of your lawn sculptures is going to die, but it's not raining here in Milton.
Well, no, it's not raining in Milton, but I, you know, Dave, I'm certainly no fool, and I could see on my television that I stole from my neighbor's yard that it is, I have it on good authority, that it is raining in Baltimore.
Yeah, that is...
They have a Sky Dome.
They don't have a Sky Dome, no. They have a Camden Yards.
Yeah, well, I got a Camden Yard of a tale to tell you here. My wife, maybe she gets pushed down the stairs.
Oh, what?
Well, let's see.
Bob, if you push Millie down the stairs, then who's going to make the wreaths?
Well, you know, I've been her apprentice for the last 15 years. I know a thing or two about wreaths.
I don't know. I've seen the wreaths you make, Bob.
Yeah.
They're not like your wife's wreaths.
Most of them just say, gay, 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 gay.
Bob, did you move to Milton from the New York area? I don't know, you just seem to have you sound a lot like some people from New York that I know.
Well, that's, I expect that from a Toronto boy. A lot of them don't know this, that we talk up here in Milton.
That's true. You are a lot different from Toronto.
Let me give you a little history lesson. A lot of the Miltonites, they emigrated to New York, and that's why. We invented this.
So, They moved to New York and came back? Yeah, oh, I see. It's
New York so came back with an accent.
New York people speak with a Miltonian accent, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I moved there for a period to work at a Starbucks. It was not a good career move. It was more of a lateral move.
Was it that time, Starbucks in Times Square?
Yeah. I sold a lot of IHOT NY lattes.
Oh, yeah. I love that Starbucks. I used to get coffee there so I would stay awake during Broadway shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Okay. Good benefits.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It was, yeah.
Is that where you work now, at Starbucks?
Let's keep talking. What do you want to... Why did you call me?
You called me.
Oh, yeah. What did I call about?
The Jays. Jays talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, so you're upset about the rain delay.
And the game does not start in half an hour. Yeah. I'm going to do something.
Like, something nice with your Sunday afternoon. Like, maybe go for a walk in the park?
Hey.
Take your kids out to the pool?
Let's not get crazy. Let's wait a minute.
Why don't you take little Bob and little Millie out to the pool?
But, oh, yeah, well... they had to close the Milton pool because there were too many sharks.
Too many sharks? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Too many sharks in the pool.
In Milton?
Yeah, well, if you don't keep a tight lid on those things, let me tell you something. There were a bunch of shark eggs, and everybody in Milton just wanted to downplay the situation. Pretty soon we were overrun with sharks.
Where do these shark eggs come from?
I think they fell out of an aeroplane.
You guys weren't trying to start a marine land, were you?
Well, I figured... You know, I've seen a lot of press in the news about marine land, and, you know, I figured I could be 10 times crueler to animals than that. So, I just thought, maybe a marine land. Why not Bob? Why not Bob and Milton?
Why not?
Everyone loves Bob and Milton.
So you got the shark eggs.
What?
They didn't fall out of a plane. You bought the shark eggs from Marineland.
Yeah, they're on sale. They're cheaper than regular eggs. I was looking to make shark omelets.
And now their local pool is festooned with sharks.
And now I don't wanna name any names, but we are overrun with sharks. Thanks to somebody, Bob and Milton.
You just named a name.
Oh, I mean, boom! There goes the lawn sculpture. Yeah.
Bob, how do you feel about the Jays from now on? For the rest of the season?
I don't know about the Jays.
Yeah.
They're a really bad hockey team. I don't want to give anything away, but, Sleepy, Grumpy, Sneezy, Dopey better watch their backs, because I blew up Doc.
You blew up...
Doc up.
Your dwarf lawn sculpture.
Yeah, I blew up a lawn sculpture. And,
why would you do that?
Six dwarfs now.
Six dwarfs? So they gotta call that movie Snow White and the... What's that?
Why would I blow it up? Because I'm bored.
Because you're bored, because there's no Blue Jays baseball.
That's right.
So are they gonna rename that movie Snow White and the Six Dwarfs now?
Have to. They gotta go back in time.
Legally.
Edit everything down.
Cut out all the Doc bits.
Yeah, the movie's gonna be 3 minutes long. That movie was mostly Doc.
Yeah, it was. They were gonna call it Doc, Six More Dwarves, and Snow White.
Yeah, that's right.
Due to legal issues.
You know how that one goes. Hey, you're a big city lawyer.
No, I'm not. Bob, do you have any comments about baseball or the Toronto Blue Jays?
You know what, I think?
What?
I think I actually might have the wrong number.
Who are you trying to call?
Is this Pizza Pizza?
No. This is what you would have said to Pizza Pizza for 7 minutes?
I start every conversation talking about all my problems. Anyway, can I get a pepperoni?
No.
Okay. Can you forward this call to
I will not.
Okay, well, I gotta go, though, obviously, though.
Obviously. Well, good luck with your lawn sculptures, wreaths, with your new marine land in Milton, and your pizza ordering. You look like...
Well, anyway, Dad, I just called to say happy birthday.
I'm not... Thanks, son.
Okay.
We'll see you later, Bob.
Okay, yeah, anyway... So just send me IKEA catalog to 7272 Milton, Ontario.
Okay, that's a street?
Yeah.
All right, it's on its way.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
It's the main intersection in Milton.
P.O. Box?
It's right by the tire with the squirrels living in it.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Near James Snow Parkway.
Yeah. Anyway, put Mom on.
I gotta go, Bob.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk soon. No, okay, I'll put Mom on. I'm putting on Mom in 3, 2, 1. And that was Bob from Milton. his insight on the Blue Jays season. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you next time.
Here's the scouting report for Crass Hillman. More command and control means that his children are going to put him in a nursing home and he's got to take control over the situation.
He's got a deceptive delivery, which means he's a sneaky mailman.
Work down in the zone means that he has a job in the off-season working at a nightclub called The Zone. He works on the lower level, downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And they spin a lot of 80s retro.
Didn't you used to work at that nightclub?
Yeah, I did. I used to be the DJ.
With Crass Hillman?
Yeah, with Crass Hillman. Let's do a flashback to me working at it as a DJ at The Zone. All right, party people, Buck Martinez, coming at you. 102.1 The Edge, live from The Zone. This one goes out to all the ladies in the house. Everything's gonna be all right.
This has been brought to you by Sunny Days. Sunny Days. They're greater with a backbeat.
Sunny Days. We'll never see him again. We only come out at night.
Sunny Days. It's like Sunny D, which you can find in your fridge behind the purple stuff.
Sunny Days. This next song is called Sunny Days.
Sunny Days. Keeping those clouds away.
Everything is gonna be alright.
That was a scouting report for Crass Hillman.
Chris Tillman. Really? Who
was
for?
Yeah, that was the real person.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there you go. That's for the Chemical Brothers fans.
Yeah.
Who are looking up podcasts, and I keep on using the tag Chemical Brothers. They're like, I'm really getting into this.
Oh.
That's probably 11 of our 13 subscribers.
This really appeals to my shut-in sensibilities.
Oh, great. Well, let me tell you some jokes.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you noticed, Paul Frank.
Yeah.
But the Jays have been losing a lot lately.
Hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you've been pretty cool about it.
Yeah, I've been like, whatevs.
Yeah, you definitely haven't had a gun in your mouth.
No.
Nope.
Not this guy.
Not this guy. He's got other things going on.
In his mouth.
His mouth, mostly. 90% in his mouth.
That's right. That's how I experience the world, big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mouth.
With your mouth. Mouth first. Mouth first, Paul Frank, they call him.
Mouth first, the Paul Frank story.
I like that. I think that could sell.
Thanks, buddy.
That's a good book name.
Yeah. But I'm guessing you didn't come here to talk about my mouth.
That's true. Well, the Jays have lost a lot of games. But that's not the only thing the Jays have lost.
There are more?
Like, there are more.
Five more?
Approximately five more things the Jays have lost.
Wow.
Yeah, number one, the Jays have lost their marbles.
Yeah.
They have a weekly marbles game.
Oh, okay.
Organized like literally, by meant. Okay. Omar Vizquel.
He would be the guy I would put in charge of that.
But the marbles have gone missing, and the main suspect is Tootles from the hit film Hook.
My marbles. I found my marbles.
That's right. So, another thing the Jays have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Their minds.
Agreed.
Especially Brett Lurie, who once again on a dare ripped off his own head.
No wonder he's so hurt.
Yeah. Well, they play it off as a ribcage injury, but it is not. And he also ripped off Colby Rasmus's head on adrenaline. Like, no one dared him to do that, but...
Gotta put a leash on that guy.
I know, but he's so good at baseball.
Yeah, so...
So, what are you gonna do?
Doesn't matter how many Jays he murders.
And it turns out, Colby Rasmus's head is pretty reattachable.
Mm-hmm. And cornrowable.
Yeah. That's how he got those cornrows.
Yeah.
He just left his head in Toronto to get cornrowed, and they mailed it to him.
And he's like, ah, oh, good, my head, Colby Rasmus. Oh, I like what they did.
Yeah. You loved it.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Another thing the Jays have lost?
Mm-hmm.
Faith?
I could understand that.
Yeah, Adam Lind had a poster of Faith Hill in his locker.
Oh, okay.
It's gone, man. Under the poster was a poster of nude Andre Dawson.
Oh, good. Good, I was
worried. No one knows how it got there.
I was worried.
Were you worried?
Yeah.
Did you think I would not do it this week?
I knew you were going to do it.
All right. Blue Jays. Have lost the plot
to
David Mitchell's Cloud Atlas in book club this week. They were like, we don't get it. Yeah. And Adani Hechavarria went as far as to burn the book.
Mm.
He hated it that much.
Just common in Cuba.
Yeah. last thing they lost, apart from all those games,
mm-hmm.
Their copy of Trivial Pursuit Lost Edition.
Okay.
Mostly about the show Lost.
Yeah.
Which Rajay Davis wins about 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Yunel Escobar always declares before they start, I'm going to win for sure, you guys. but Yunel was last seen getting on a GO train with the board game under his arm and a plan to memorize all the questions. But witnesses say he fell asleep, and then when he woke up, he was at his station, so he ran off the train in a hurry. So that's probably...
Did he leave Lost? The game on the train?
I think so.
You now.
That's what happened. So he's a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
Because I am always doing that.
That's why. It's because you fall asleep and you're like, oh, poor credit.
Yeah. And then it's like, it's time to panic.
Yeah.
God forbid I go to Clarkson.
I know. So far from
my parents have to pick me up all the way over there.
Yeah.
No, better to leave my glasses, backpack, and child suit bag. Child.
Soon. Coming soon, child.
Yep. Oh, dear. No. I'll know where the child is. This I'm sure of.
Yeah, just get like a tag to put on him.
Yeah.
With a phone number.
I'm just gonna make him wear those mitts with strings and put my hand in one of the mitts.
We have a special guest here today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is this our phone guest or a live guest?
It's a live guest. Huh. It's Boog Powell.
Great. I love that guy.
And he's pretty happy that it's this late in the season. The Orioles are still right there.
They are.
Season ended today.
They'd be playing the A's for that final wild card spot.
Exactly. So he's here with... He's here with five tips for the Orioles going into the home stretch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be here to talk to him?
No.
No? No. You made your peace with that?
I.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, if you look out your window.
Sunshine.
There's an elderly lady that's fallen to the ground.
Oh my god, someone needs to help her.
And that someone is going to be me.
Yeah, you should go.
Yeah. But tell Boog Powell I said
because if I left the house and someone came in and asked who owns this house, no one would be here to prove that
they
own the house.
Exactly.
So I have to stay here.
Yeah. So you talk to Boog.
Okay.
You're very comfortable with him. You know him.
He's like an uncle to me.
He's a friend of the show.
He sure is.
Okay, well I gotta. Yeah, this outside with this old lady looks like it's gonna get worse before
the bad situation.
Yeah, it is. All right.
See you later, Paul.
Later, bud.
Good luck with the old lady.
Oh.
Don't take advantage of her. Oh, hey, Boog Powell.
Hey, what's up, Dave Broccoli?
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, welcome to Toronto.
Well, I knew it was going to rain, so I decided to fly to Toronto.
You're the only one who looked at that weather forecast.
Not a huge deal.
Oh, well, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm really, I'm quite excited, obviously, about how the Orioles are doing.
Yeah, who saw that coming, eh?
Boog Powell, that's who.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you've always been a booster of the Orioles.
Well, yeah, and a booster, but I like to give them some encouraging advice going forward. So I've got 5 tips here.
Oh, great.
For the Baltimore Orioles as they get into the home stretch.
Right. They're right on the lip of the playoffs.
They're kissing its lips.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting
They're
at,
sexy
right?
playoff lips.
Yeah, they're sexing its face.
All right, well, what's something they can do to ensure they get there?
First thing that comes to mind is Buck Showalter, right?
Oh, yeah. Manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, I think he's done an admirable job managing this fine young team of stupid jerks.
Yeah.
Now he needs to take it to the next level.
Okay.
He could lighten the mood in the clubhouse for one thing.
Man, it's a little dark.
Yeah. It's a little dark in there. Oh, well, one thing he could do is wear some smart alecky t-shirts to boost morale.
Yeah,
some of the slogans I'd like to see in there include, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. You sunk my battleship.
Oh, yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan.
That might just be a straight-up shirt.
And other hilarious examples.
Oh, that sounds like that would lighten the mood a lot.
Oh, I think so. Would you have any t-shirts that you would wear, slogan-wise?
If I was Buck Showalter, I would have a t-shirt that says, "The Buck Stops Here."
You know what I was another thing I was thinking of? You know them t-shirts that look like tuxedos?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. They'd be like wearing mine at a fancy dinner party. I thought we were playing ball today. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a case of mistaken thought he knew where he was going.
Yeah, the Buck Stops Here is good, though. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, what about the only thing better than a buck is $1 million?
Yeah, what about more money, more problems? Well, I guess you're working Buck in, and I'm just saying just things I wish would happen.
Yeah, those are all funny on Buck Showalter, though.
Yeah. My second tip is simply 2 words.
Mm-hmm.
The key to building a championship team is much like the key to building an above-average sandwich.
That's like 23 words.
Well, a lot of those were hyphenated.
Oh, okay. That's why you said them so fast.
Yep. You got your bread. You got your sauce. You got your bread. Your meat. Your bread.
Oh, this is a barbecue method.
Yeah. But the only question is, where do you put the bread?
Top and bottom.
That's a problem that's plagued me for years. Tell you that.
Top and bottom, I think you'll find.
Top and bottom? Okay,
works well.
And you should, maybe you should open a barbecue stand.
Maybe I should.
Maybe. Third point is...
Dave's Barbecue?
That just sounds crazy enough to work.
Doesn't have the alliteration of boobs, though.
Yeah, but it just sounds like a mom and pop-up.
What about Dave's Donuts?
You stole my idea.
You want to open a store called Dave's Donuts?
Yes, I did.
Well, all right, good luck with it.
You're welcome.
Is it going to be in Camden Yards?
It's going to be, yeah. It's going to be left field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That way you have all the fields covered.
The illusion of competition.
Right. But you're laughing all the way to the bank.
You goddamn right I am.
Well, what else do you got?
Well, number three, and I might just be thinking about out loud here, but what does everyone think of Hawaiian Shirt Day?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Rays did that once.
Yeah, and look at them.
Yeah, very successful.
Team of nerds.
That's what you want the Orioles to become, a team of nerds? A
team of emo nerds.
All right, Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Yeah, it's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
I thought of it.
You, Boog Powell.
Boog Powell.
All right.
You know what else? Number four is we should sign that Bartolo Colon.
Oh, I think he's suspended.
Well, he's suspended from the A's, yes, right now. But I understand. I understand for one reason or another, he's suspended from the A's. Keyword A's. But didn't nobody say that he can't play for the Orioles? Plus, that would be excellent for my barbecue business. Also,
that's true.
Tits out to here.
Oh yeah.
Six sales, everybody.
For those of you listening at home, Boog Powell just made a gesture indicating tits very far out from his chest.
Yeah.
And those are already pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, but I bow to your superior knowledge on whether Bartolo Colon can play on the Orioles. I didn't think he could, but maybe I just don't know.
I'll make some phone calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some phone calls going.
You got some pull.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, this just in the Baltimore weather. It looks bad. there's rain everywhere.
Storm's brewing.
I think it's brewed.
No, it's coming, whatever it is.
No, it's here. Well, it's in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Like, the storm's already brewed, been poured into cups, and everyone's drinking it.
Well, I can't be here and there at the same time. The storm and I are the same person.
Yeah. Are you a storm rain god?
That's right.
Okay. I learn more about you every time you come visit us.
Well, right? I'm a multi-layered individual.
Yeah. Barbecue entrepreneur. Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Former AL MVP.
Yarn spinner.
Yarns. Raconteur.
Prank phone caller.
Yeah. Camden Yards. Part owner.
Southern Bell.
That's true. Xylophone. Aficionado. Alright. Is that all of them?
I got one more.
One more. This one's, I think, the key one.
Number probably. Five is, does Kevin Gregg still play for the Orioles?
Yes, he does.
I seriously don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm. I saw him pitch just the other day.
Before we go any further, though, we'll need to find out.
We does.
Also, what a nerd, right?
Oh, yeah. Those glasses.
That was the fifth point.
Boog, I want to run an idea past you, and I want to see what you think.
Okay.
Does Jeff Mathis look like a Christian camp counselor?
Could we get a Photoshop rendering of what he'd look like in sandals playing a guitar?
Yeah, here you go. Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep.
And can we get a peace sign on his shirt? Just put the peace sign in there. Okay. Can we frost his tips blonde? Now I'd like to see him in an old lady dress. Now what if he was 10 feet taller? Okay. Can we get fangs coming out of his mouth and shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can we replace his feet with umbrellas?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Great. Thanks, Boo.
You're welcome.
Well, you're welcome to stick around and watch the rest of the rain delay with us.
Well, obviously, I hear the ice cream truck out there, so that's where I'll be.
Okay, my mistake. Well, yeah. Thanks for stopping by, Boo.
I really do hear the ice cream truck.
Oh, I heard it too.
Yeah, okay. Well, I gotta go.
It's not another one of those imaginary ice cream trucks. You're always running into.
Often they're a mirage. This is, I'm pretty sure, real.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, best of luck. Oh, hey, Paul.
Hey.
How's that old lady?
Good. I got her back in her ice cream truck where she works.
Oh, great.
And she's back delivering ice cream to the local children.
Oh, happy endings.
Yeah, I got one of those, too.
Great.
What I'm trying to say is I got jerked off by an old lady.
Yeah, I know. I got that. Yeah. Yeah, that was probably didn't need spelling out. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have Alex Anthopoulos calling in. 1 second. Hey there.
Oh, hey Dave. It's Alex.
Oh, hey Alex Anthopoulos. Yeah, you're on Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Dave Barkley. Alex, they're doing terrible, though. How can you possibly say that?
Look at the upside. I mean, we got quality players who seem to know how to play the game of baseball. And going forward, that's the organization we'll try to build.
With players who know how to play baseball?
Yeah, Barry, in the past, we've had a lot of players running backwards and with extra knees. And we just don't want any of that going forward. These are a lot of good-looking guys, a lot of good-looking kids, many of whom are 17 or younger. So we get a tax break.
You get a tax break if the kids are if your players are 17 or younger.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Alex, I always thought you were kind of a genius, but now I'm starting to wonder.
Well, next question.
no. What's the plan for the off season?
Well, the offseason, we're going to look at some players. Obviously, I was getting my fantasy baseball going again, and that's going to take up a lot of my time.
Well, why do you have to focus on fantasy baseball? You're playing real baseball.
Well, yeah, but baseball, you can sign whoever you want, pretty much. Like Frank Thomas for $10 million for 3 years.
No, that was a terrible idea. But you're living the reality that people are fantasizing about.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to take your work home with you.
Nope. I guess not.
Partypoker.net.
So is that what? So is that what you do when you're not at work? You play poker online?
Well, I do it at work too, but obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. I spent most of the payroll on partypoker.net.
That was your plan?
Well, I'm not saying it was the best plan, but it was.
What?
Going forward, no. We lost some key assets. A lot of guys questioned it strongly. And we like those guys to get the opportunity to speak their minds.
Yeah. That, 'cause that seems like an awful way to run a baseball team by spending all the payroll on partypoker.net.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really
proud of it.
I was always one of your most ardent defenders, but you're turning me around with these revelations.
Yeah, where's Paul?
Paul had to go get ice cream. Yeah, did you want to talk to Paul?
Yeah, tell him. Paul, go on.
No, he's not here, though. If you want to give me... Do you want to give Paul a message I can pass along to him?
It's really something only he would understand.
Okay, I'll write it down and I won't understand it, but...
Okay. It's going to be said backwards.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, there's a lot of Y's. A lot of Y's and X's.
I told you, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah.
I'll pass that along to Paul, though. He'll probably explain it to me.
Okay.
So, Alex, What's give me a time frame? What year are we expecting to make the playoffs?
Oh, so
in 8 years.
Oh, no, that's hindsight. Yeah, that's hindsight I was thinking of, my friend.
Pretty clever, Alex Anthopoulos.
That is why they signed me.
What's that?
I have been known to come up with some puns at the major league level. And I had a lot of success at that.
Yeah, it's a major league pun right there. Yeah.
I gotta go. An old lady just fell out of her ice cream truck in front of the Sky Dome.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, it's a common problem that we are addressing. And really, I gotta help her. It's a no-brainer at this point. She's a quality ice cream salesman. And we'd like to get a good look at her going forward.
All right, well, best of luck with that, Alex.
Okay.
And thanks for speaking with us. It's an honor.
Okay, well, you called me.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Alex.
Bye.
That was Blue Jays GM Alex Anthopoulos. Taking some time out to join with us, giving us some party poker tips. I think this game is over, maybe.
Well, we've received word the Blue Jays game has officially been rained out.
But we didn't get rained out.
No, I mean, this is episode number 39, and this is the first time that this has happened.
That's true.
I think that's not bad.
That's good luck.
Yeah. We're bound to run into one of these sooner or later.
Yeah, I think that's the first Jays rainout all year.
So that's bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, for Sunday afternoon baseball,
I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank. Steve Pookin, not here.
Yep.
But thanks to him anyway.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, thank you, Steve Pookin.
He's going to edit the shit out of this.
Yeah, like maybe tomorrow?
Who knows?
Okay. Our thanks to Alex Anthopoulos and Bob from Milton.
Thanks to Boog Powell.
Thanks to Dave Barkley.
Thanks to you, Paul Frank.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Go fuck yourselves, everyone.
Hey, everyone. I mean this in the worst possible way. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, that's mean.